Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant and mild. Tel Aviv is enjoying a comfortably warm day, while Jerusalem remains cool and crisp. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports just in that an Israel-Lebanon deal may entrench a stalemate rather than end the war. Analysts say disarmament of Hezbollah is unattainable amid Lebanon's sectarian tensions. Also, Walla has reported a short time ago that two Revolutionary Guards members were shot dead in Iran. Also this hour, concern is rising in Israel as Israel Hayom reports that the organization, which previously overlooked Hezbollah's strengthening, might return. France and Italy are pushing for a role in the Israel-Lebanon agreements. Separately, IE24 News notes that Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff are expected to meet with Iranians in Qatar today. Lebanese media claims an Israeli strike hit southern Lebanon earlier today. And finally, Forward discusses a new play about birthright, debuting in New York City, which delves into themes beyond Israel and Zionism. Here's what people are saying online. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today about another senior IRGC official's death. Mohammad Akbarzadeh died after his vehicle overturned in Kerman province. Seth Franzman, a journalist, noted that four Iranian security personnel were killed in two separate attacks in Iran on Tuesday, highlighting ongoing regional tensions. Open source Intel, known for monitoring conflicts, shared that the military cell phone of an IDF soldier was found in southern Syria. The IDF confirms the incident is known and under review. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Israel-Lebanon developments. Analysts cited by Times of Israel suggest that Lebanon's inability to enforce disarmament of Hezbollah could keep IDF troops stationed in the area longer. This complicates peace efforts and raises concerns about prolonged regional instability. Turning to Iran, where two Revolutionary Guards members were killed. According to Walla, this attack adds to the growing list of security incidents targeting the Iranian military. The situation further complicates Iran's regional influence. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports on Israel's concern about international involvement in the Lebanon agreements. France and Italy's attempts to mediate could shift the balance of power, potentially affecting Israel's security landscape. That strike in southern Lebanon, reported by I-24 News, comes as Kushner and Witkoff meet with Iranians in Qatar. This adds another layer of complexity to the ongoing diplomatic maneuvers and regional negotiations. Finally, the play discussed by Forward explores birthright's broader implications. The narrative addresses personal and political conflicts, offering audiences a deeper understanding of identity and belonging. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that a mysterious drone was spotted over an aero battery in Germany. This incident may lead to a significant deal for Israeli defense firms, Rafael and Elbit. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that Israeli ministers are considering a VAT cut before the upcoming elections. Despite warnings about a potential budget shortfall, the proposal has gained traction among business groups. And finally, CTEK assures that the AI coding apocalypse is not happening for experienced engineers. Data suggests that while junior talent faces challenges, seasoned professionals in Israel's tech industry remain secure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.